Bind His Hands, a Frodo Faramir fanfic by Claudia 603. Frodo giggled and swayed on his feet, capturing the carved bedpost for balance. The wine of Emina Arnon, far more potent than the delicate elvish wine with which he had grown accustomed, had gone swiftly to his head. Heavy and fruity, Frodo had felt himself tipsy after only half a glass, but he had gone on to consume three. After all, he and Faramir were dining in the Prince of Ithilien's private quarters. "I cannot believe you actually did it for me," Frodo broke into tipsy giggling. Faramir staggered in front of him, now dressed from head to boots in the garb he had worn as a ranger of Ithilien. Faded green cloak shading his face, his muddy leather tunic designed with the white tree, his long bow quiver over his shoulder, rope in his leather-clad hands. The ranger of Ithilien's gray eyes gleamed dangerously. "Make haste to declare yourself and your errand, halfling," he slurred. "What leave have you to travel in Ithilien, where go only servants of the Dark Tower, the White?" Frodo held his hands over his mouth, nearly falling in a new wave of dizziness. "I cannot believe." Faramir kept his voice stern. "Speak." Frodo flinched, and a delicious shiver tickled up his arms. "My errand is hidden, and I am commanded not to speak of it with anyone, save with whom I was bound to travel." "Then I shall be forced to bind your hands," Frodo gasped, but his groin warmed as Faramir roughly pulled his arms in front and tied them with the piece of rope he had held. "Consider yourself lucky," Faramir said grimly, lifting Frodo and flinging him gently onto the silk coverlet. "For I am commanded to slay all whom I find in this land without the leave of the Lord of Gondor." Frodo giggled again, gasping weakly in anticipation. Still keeping his face masked, Faramir forced Frodo's arms above his head as he straddled the hobbit. "I shall ask again. What leave have you to wander in the woods of Ithilien?" "I cannot say," Frodo said, closing his eyes demurely. "Ah, that could be so," Faramir's voice was hoarse, "but perhaps the answer lies on your person." "Will you be forced to search me, Captain?" If only Faramir would touch him. He would not bear the waiting, and his breath came out in quick gasps. "A simple kiss will buy your life, halfling. Will you give?" "Yes," Frodo gasped, and his lips parted. Heat covered his mouth, sending his heart into rapid fluttering. His nipples tingled with longing for those harsh lips to cover them with kisses. "Is there more you would have of me?" Frodo said, raising his eyebrows. "I should very much like it if you would let me go, Captain." "What else can you spare?" "Unbutton my shirt," Frodo said, panting. "You may have all there is to see." Rough fingers fumbled with his shirt buttons. A hard mouth devoured his nipples, drinking in pale, silky skin. Faramir looked up. "It's not enough, halfling. Your freedom must come at a much higher price than that." "Unbind my hands, and I will show you," Frodo said. "You will not try to escape?" "I should be a fool to do so." As soon as Frodo was free, he moved quickly, capturing the captain's wrists with the rope and pulling them together, tying before the man had time to resist. Faramir yielded to Frodo's weight flung against him, and he collapsed on his back. "Now who is captured?" Frodo asked, raising delicate brows. His shirt was mostly unbuttoned and hung open at what he knew was a delectable angle, showing a tantalizing view of rosy nipples. "If my men come back, they will slay you," Faramir murmured. "Taking a captain of rangers captive is a grave offense against Gondor." "Then let us move fast." After ripping the mask from Faramir's face, Frodo undid the lacings to Faramir's tunic with nimble fingers. "Something hard is poking into my abdomen," Faramir said, hiding a smile. "Could you at least have the mercy to cease this cruelty?" Frodo held Faramir's gaze and pressed his hips against the man's, grinding deliberately. An answering hardness swelled against him through the man's leggings. "Frodo," Faramir said, his breaths uneven, "please untie me." "In a moment," the hobbit said. He undid his braces and let them fall to the side of the bed. He finished unbuttoning his shirt and slipped it off, He pulled down his breeches so that his hardness was fully revealed. Finally, he tugged Faramir's leggings down. "There is something you can do to buy your freedom," Frodo said hoarsely, placing himself just so that his bare bottom barely brushed Faramir's large stiffness. "Untie me," Faramir gasped, his bound wrist stretching toward Frodo in a helpless attempt to clasp Frodo's hips. When Frodo ignored him, he lashed out and tickled Frodo's tender stomach. Frodo laughed and pulled away, nearly falling on his backside. "Faramir, no! Untie me!" Faramir tickled Frodo's belly again. "All right, all right!" Frodo pulled at the rope until it came undone, setting Faramir's wrists free. "One more thing," Frodo said, pulling back from Faramir's grasp. "You must have me completely, or I shall tie you up again. Are you willing?" "I do not have... There is nothing to ease the way." Frodo climbed off of Faramir and the bed, and he was so dizzy he could barely make his way to the table, where he knew there still existed patches of butter. When he returned to the bed and straddled Faramir again, he greased his hands before running his hands gracefully over Faramir's length. "You must hurry," Faramir said. "You will be the death of me." They rocked in rhythm. For Frodo, the dizziness caused by the wine only intensified the feeling that he had long lost control of the game. He imagined that he was in fact back in the wilderness of Ithilien, bargaining with the captain for his life and freedom. He was split in two, but the captain needed it. Needed him, a simple hobbit from the Shire. Each thrust sent an ever-increasing shudder of pleasure through him. He was not on the Prince of Ithilien's satin coverlet, but on the filthy ground of Ithilien. At any moment they could be discovered by orcs, by Southron soldiers, by Faramir's men. But the captain's face was twisted with lust and need, and he clutched Frodo's hip so hard there would be bruises later. Their thrusts grew frantic, ever quickening, until at last they both, sweat glistening on their brows, yelled incoherently at the ceiling. "Must you return to the Shire?" Faramir asked, much later in the night, holding the hobbit close. Frodo was afraid to move. While his body still tingled from the lovemaking, his head had begun to throb. He would be fortunate if he did not need to vomit before the night ended. He managed a weak smile. "Not for a while." "Good," Faramir said, holding him closer. "Tomorrow," Frodo murmured, "if I am not ill from the wine, we should use the dungeons down below." He shifted, snuggling closer to Faramir, feeling the man's new arousal at the idea of more games the following night. The end.